Welcome to North Place Online. I want to say a very special welcome to any guests who are joining us today. And I also want to say welcome to any of our IAG brothers and sisters who are joining us online. North Place, again, I'm so sad that we can't be in person together, but we are thankful for this technology that we can continue to worship the Lord and learn together, even in our living rooms. I'm glad that you've joined us today. And I want to let you know that in the next couple of weeks, as we lead up to Easter, we're still going to be celebrating Easter together, and we're going to still have a Good Friday service at 7 p.m. South Africa time. We're going to be having a Good Friday service. I want you to join the whole family. We're going to be celebrating communion together. I'm going to be teaching on communion in a way that even your kids can understand, and then I'm going to lead you in having family communion together. So just want to remind you, gather up your emblems of communion, bread, crackers, juice of some sort, and we're going to have a very special time together on Good Friday. Well, today, we're going to continue in our I Am series. In the book of John, Jesus went through several statements where he began the statement by saying, I am. He used some analogies that people in his day would have understood to help them to understand him better and to understand how they can relate to God better through him. These are powerful statements, and they change our lives. They help the world, and they help us to understand what relationship with God is really all about. Last week, we talked about the fact that Jesus said, I am the bread of life. In that statement, it was so powerful because Jesus helped us to understand that really he is our source and that what he offers us will last for eternity. It will last forever. Unlike food and things we gain in this world that will pass away, what Jesus offers us is for life eternal. I want us to begin this morning by looking at John chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5 to you. It says this, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. See, the entire book of John really is about helping people to understand Jesus and therefore understand how they can have a relationship with God and what that relationship with God will mean to them. Many people in his day were confused about who Jesus is. In fact, here in 2020, as much as if you get online today, there's going to be all kinds of churches streaming services all over the world. There's all kinds of books and sermons and all kinds of messages out there. There are many people who are confused about who Jesus is. There are many people who claim to speak for Jesus. There are many more who speak about him as if they're some sort of authority. Every other religion in the world has their own view of what is truth, and many religions in the world even talk about and offer explanations about Jesus. During your daily 20, I want to encourage you this month to read from the book of John, because in the book of John, Jesus continued to say, I am. Things like, I am the bread of life, and things like we're going to talk about today, where Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus spoke for himself, and he explained for himself who he is. During your daily 20 this month, I want you to read the book of John, because I want you to take in the words of Jesus as he teaches for himself who he is. Last week, as we looked about the fact that Jesus was the bread of life, we learned that as much as our supply chain in this world can be unstable at times, and bread that we literally buy in this world can grow stale, or even we can even be in a place where we don't have access to it, Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and what I'm offering you will last forever. What he's offering to you and I is for eternity. And this week, we're going to look a little bit deeper. We're going to explore this statement that Jesus made that I believe is appropriate for all of us. It's especially appropriate for us during this time. Jesus spoke these words in John chapter 8, verse 12. He said this, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Last week, I talked about the fact that leading up to the lockdown, I was going around trying to find food and realized that the bread I might get may not last forever. And one of the other stresses that I had leading into this lockdown, for those of us who live in South Africa, we're certainly aware of this. There had been a lot of load shedding leading up to the lockdown. And I thank the Lord that so far we haven't experienced load shedding during this lockdown. But as we were leading up to it, I was really concerned about what is my family going to do if we have extended periods of load shedding. And so I went out to the store and I bought some lanterns because I wanted to make sure that we would have light, especially if there was load shedding or if something went wrong with the electrical grid. You know, times of crisis makes you take stock of things, and makes you take stock of, you know, what are we going to do if we don't have electricity, if we don't have light. This statement that I read to you from chapter 8 came in a really interesting discourse that was going on in Scripture. Jesus is having some heated conversation with the religious people of his day. And they're very concerned about this man, Jesus. Jesus is in Jerusalem. He's around the temple area, and he's teaching. And the people that are hearing him teach become concerned because people are beginning to follow him, and the things that he's saying, they're finding to be particularly controversial. Because when Jesus was teaching, he was drawing attention to things that was exposing an insecurity in the world that they were living in, and it was exposing particular insecurity around their religious system. You see, their spirituality, it had become wrapped up in a system of control and manipulation. And it wasn't a healthy spirituality. In fact, it was an unhealthy spirituality because it was separating the haves and the have-nots, those that were really spiritual or really religious. They were considered close to God because they were following the law of Moses very strictly. And yet there was this other group of people who weren't following the law of Moses, and so they were considered outcast. And this system of separation and this system of control had created a lot of insecurity in the world, and it was being used to control the population. It was being used to control the people. And so the things that Jesus was teaching was sort of turning that system on its head. And so people were beginning to become angry as Jesus was upsetting this hierarchy. When Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," it was causing people to ask really complicated and difficult questions. You see, the powerful thing about light is that it allows us to know, and it allows us to be known. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're in a dark room and you look around, you don't know what's out there. You don't know what's next to you. There's something about the dark that causes us to be afraid. Over the last several weeks, if we have been going into this crisis, I've been scouring the internet trying to find news about what's going on. And one of the things that I found interesting is one of the hashtags that I see on the internet often is hashtag fake news. As things were beginning to unfold here in South Africa, we became worried because we would see articles, and then a little while later, a government official or someone would come out and say, "No, that's not real information." It's really hard to find your bearing with all of this fake news out there. When Jesus came and he said, "I am the light of the world," what he was saying to them is, "I am the one who has come with truth." I want to encourage you this week in particular to read chapter 7 and chapter 8. And as this story unfolds, you're going to see how Jesus was explaining to them, "You have been living with a lie. You have been living in a lie, but I have come to give you truth, and that truth will cause you to no longer be afraid." Let me read to you chapter 8, verses 42 through 44. It says this: "Jesus said to them, 'If God were your father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have come on my own. I've not come on my own, but God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. See, Jesus was talking to these religious leaders, these religious people that were holding the world and holding the population of Jerusalem in control through their lies. And Jesus was saying to them, listen, I am the light, and the light comes and it brings truth. You see, where there is lies, there is fear. And as long as people are afraid, they can be controlled. But Jesus was saying, I have come as truth. The religious people couldn't understand what he was saying. They couldn't hear what he was saying because they were so bound by their lies. See, the enemy of your soul, the enemy of my soul, wants to keep us believing lies. Because if he can keep us believing lies, he can keep us separated from God. The particular lie that these people were being taught was that they had to follow all of these laws of Moses. And if they weren't perfect according to the law, then God didn't want to have anything to do with them. You may be watching this broadcast today, and you may feel like you're a long ways from God. You may feel like, hey, Randy, I'm sinful. I've messed up. I've made mistakes. I'm not religious enough. And you may believe because of the lack of your being religious that somehow or another God doesn't want to have anything to do with you. And yet nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible makes it very clear that while you and I were yet sinners, in other words, while every one of us were in our brokenness, we were in our sin, we were far from God, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, he came to have relationship, to create relationship between you and I and our Father in heaven. See, as long as the enemy can keep you and I convinced of the lie that we have to be perfect, that we have to be religious to have a relationship with God, he can keep us afraid and he can keep us under control. Jesus said, I am the light. He came to shed the truth on the situation. And the truth is this, God desires a relationship with us in spite of our sin. In fact, he came to pay the price for our sin so that you and I could have relationship with him. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verses 31, 32, it says this, to the Jews who had believed on him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You see, lies equals fear, but truth creates freedom. When we allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine in our life, we no longer live in the bondage of fear. You may be watching this today and you may be very afraid. Let's all be honest. We don't know what all is going on. In fact, when we read the news or we watch the news, we don't even know if the news is the truth or not. There are a lot of things to cause us to be afraid. But the message of Jesus is a message of truth. And it's a message of light, and it's a message of life. Jesus came so that we would not have to be afraid. He came so that you and I could have confidence that our God loves us in heaven, and he's came to give us life and life abundantly. I love when you continue to read this story because you can see all of the confusion unfolding as these religious people were trying to understand who Jesus was and what he was all about. In verse 25, it says this, the people, after Jesus had been talking to them, they said, who are you? They couldn't understand him. They didn't know who he was. See, this whole conversation in chapter 7 and 8 really is a conversation all about them trying to understand the identity of Jesus and their understanding of Jesus being confused because of their own identity. They believed that their identity was secured. It was who they are based on what they did. as children of Moses, as keepers of the law, they thought if we do all of these right things, then we have relationship with God. They said, Jesus, who are you? Because the things that he said were so outside of their religious understanding. Over the last several days, many of us have not been allowed to go to work. And for many of us, our identity is wrapped up in what we do. What do I do? Who am I if I can't go to work? If I can't produce for my family? If I'm not the guy who does this job or the woman who does that job? Who am I? Who am I really? See, Jesus came and he said, listen, I am the light. The thing about light is that light helps us to see. It helps us to know the truth. It helps us to see the truth, but it also helps us to see ourselves. It helps us to understand ourselves. Life comes through Jesus. John chapter 8, verses 34 through 36 says this, Jesus replied, very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. See, Jesus wanted them to understand, I have come as the light of the world to help you to know and to be known. What is your identity? Over the last few days, you may have been struggling with your identity. As you look toward the days ahead, many of us may be concerned about, are we going to still have our job? Will our school still be open? What is our life really going to all be about? I came to share good news with you today. Your identity is not wrapped up in what you do. Your identity is found in Jesus Christ. It's found in whose you are. You see, they were arguing their identity based on what they did as children of Moses, as keepers of the law. And yet Jesus came to share truth with them, and the truth was this. Your identity isn't found in what you do. Your identity is found in whose you are. He said, if you follow me, then you too can become a child of God, and your identity can be secured, not in the work you do, not in the rules you keep, not in the religion that you practice, but in your relationship with your Creator, in your relationship with your Heavenly Father. See, Jesus is offering you and I life. That life is not rooted in what we do. That life is rooted in whose we are as sons and daughters of the Creator of the universe. You see, you may be struggling with insecurity today because your job situation, your life situation seems out of control. Jesus came to offer you light, light in the darkness, light in this chaos, light in this situation, to allow you and I to know your identity is not in what you do. Your identity is found in whose you are. And you can have that identity as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you are seated in him. Let's go back to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Let me read it to you one more time. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. See, friend, we have truth today. We can understand it. We can understand him. He didn't come to offer us another religion. He didn't come to offer us another set of rules. He didn't come to cause us to be defined by what we could control in this life, but he came so that we could walk in truth and we could walk in freedom. You may be sitting there today and you may be saying, Pastor, but you don't understand. You don't understand my chaos. You don't understand how dark it feels in my life. You're right, friend. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what you're facing, but I do know this. I know that Jesus came to offer light in the darkness. And when that light comes, it brings truth. And the truth that it brings is that you and I have our identity secured in our God through Jesus Christ. Not through the things we do, not through the things we control, not through the things we make happen, but through relationship with God offered through Jesus Christ. Let me pray with you right now. Father, I thank you so much that your word is truth. I thank you in this time of confusion and in this time where lies seem to be rampant. And in this time when it seems as though there's so many different ideas and opinions about who Jesus is and how we have life and how we have relationship with you, I'm so thankful that your word remains. In fact, John 1 tells us, in the beginning was the word. And so if we want truth, Lord, we turn to your word today. And your word teaches us that we don't have to believe the lies. We don't have to be controlled and manipulated. Our identity doesn't have to be shrunk down to what we do, but our identity can be released and found in you through Christ Jesus. Father, I pray for every person who's watching this broadcast today who may be dealing with fear, whose life may be turned upside down in chaos. I pray, Lord, that each one of those people, by your Spirit, would feel drawn into relationship with you and would turn to you, and would find peace and hope and life. Jesus, I thank you that you didn't come to shackle us with another set of rules and rituals and religion, but instead you came to give us life. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would draw people to you and they would find life and hope and peace. Lord, I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.